the soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.
Well, we're back.
We didn't go too far.
We've definitely got to do some new commercials. So.
Well, shit, we need sponsors.
Yeah, there you go.
But this was good. I like Sheila's...
You heard that last week.
That was very good. She actually sounded like she was a 5'10", sexy blonde.
I was referring to the...
She was until she met me. Look what I beat her down to.
Yeah.
Anyways, before we went, what were we talking about?
We were talking about just how tough it can be to find a master and sir and what... Or master or sir and what... Or handler and what... Severe risks and things we can take as a boy or a slave or a pup in doing that because it can be so tough. And I think, first of all, before I even go to that, I think you got to wind things back even a little bit further than that. What an individual or we as individuals need to remember is we always still have to have balance in our life. I mean, when you discover or you feel you're a boy, a slave, or a pup, you will do absolutely anything and everything and make it your number one priority and take your everything out of proportion as far as your life goes. And that's not a good thing. Because if you don't have balance in your life to begin with and you don't have your life under control, you're not going to be a very good service to a master or a sir. It's very hard to serve someone when you're not, first of all, taking care of yourself and taking care of your own needs.
A lot of this is coming from what, Boy Noon?
Where is it coming from? My own life,
that's
my
right,
own,
your
experiences.
Own experience. And that's an important thing that people have to understand, because we had, I'm going to interject here a little bit.
Yeah.
We had a conversation with somebody else on the weekend wherein it was about, well, what they think isn't necessarily right. Well, no, it's not necessarily right. But you can learn from other people's experiences, and you can hopefully not make those same mistakes.
And that's the thing. You don't have to go through them personally yourself.
Right.
Hopefully you'll learn by seeing somebody else do the same mistake or prevent those mistakes from happening to you.
I was going to almost say it's in many ways, and we all do it, we're almost foolish when it is much safer and easier and better to learn from others rather than make our own mistakes. It is definitely a part of learning to make your own mistakes and fall. And you know what? We sometimes learn... We learn lessons we'll never forget when we fall on our ass and do the wrong thing. But do we need to do that a lot? No, we don't need to. We need to learn from others and learn from our environment and those around us without... The big thing is learning from others. You really can't be afraid to mentor others. And that doesn't always mean even having a mentor who is a master or a serve. You can have a mentor who is a boy or a slave or a pup that mentor you on the lifestyle. That in many cases, even let's say their master or sir have absolutely no interest or desire in you being collared by them. That doesn't mean you can't learn from them. That doesn't mean it at all, nothing at all.
It depends on who you talk to. And again, we follow a little bit more of a what's called the old guard kind of aspect. A mentor most commonly is not going to be the one that's collaring you to begin with.
Correct.
You know, and a mentor more than likely is not going to be fucking you either. They're there to help you prepare mentally, sometimes physically, to be able to be comfortable with yourself, to be able to, you know, to apply or to present yourself to a sir or master when that, if it comes available.
If that time comes.
And at the same time, they're going to help you out by their, most times somebody who's a mentor usually has been around for a while, and they'll be able to find out or kind of see through some of the bullshit.
But even sometimes, it's not even just about that. It's a lot of people from now, you have, you know, Grindr and Scruff and so forth. People curious about certain things. How do we do what? Where do I go? Who do I ask? They're too shy. They're young. They don't know where to go. It's giving people the right information and letting them know that this is why we're doing this.
What? Right. We're doing what?
What do you say? What is your...
The show.
Oh, the show.
Meaning to
but
educate
Master
people.
Noel's got this thing. He says we're... About education.
I'm not understanding.
You always say about we're educationing people, but you have this slang word that you kind of use.
I'm not quite sure what it is, but I'll look it up on the internet.
Don't know. Something just... Oh, there. I don't know why I put my hand there. And wow, that was different. I thought my speaker went dead for a second.
Just don't... Wow, it's your
don't
headphones.
Don't wiggle something. Yeah. It must have been my headphones. But anyway,
anyways, boy,
exactly
get back to your
right.
point.
Well, there's not a point. There's a lot of points here. And, you know, what I said before the break was so much of it to me comes right down to respect, and that respect is respect all around. And what I mean by that all around is, first of all, you've got to respect yourself. That's why you need to have the balance, and you need to have a balanced life. If your only priority in your life is to find a master or sir, and you give up your education, you give up your job, you even in some ways may give up your family or friends, your life's not going to be balanced, and that's going to make it very difficult.
It is, but again, that people need to realize too, we're not judging. And
right.
What is right for you, because you've had some issues right now in your own home with one of your roommates. And it's been because you have chosen to go to that extreme.
Exactly.
That does not mean that because I do not want to follow ABCDFG, that I still don't deserve basically the same respect.
Oh, exactly.
And that's
right.
The thing. What is right for you may not be for the next person. And your choice and our choice, what we do with our life and what we do, deserves the same
right.
respect.
And that's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, though, as individuals, we have to still and keep our life balanced while we're on our pursuit of it. Life is a balance. You life is a total balance, and it's always a learning experience. Is the other thing we have to constantly keep learning. We all keep learning,
and that's the secret. As long as we learn,
right?
Because if we think we know it all, you're fucked.
And
not
even
a good kind of fucked.
And even when you're on your pursuit for a master or a sir, I mean, you can learn a lot. By having a session and you can expand your kinks, you can expand your excitement, you can expand it all, and especially in some cases you're not even with a master or seer that you find attractive or have any interest in being collared by. That doesn't mean in judging people that way. You don't have to be collared to be into kink or be into play, that's for sure. I mean, and many aren't, and you can learn a lot. But the key to it is you have to be able to trust and respect that person and know that they're going to trust and respect you.
The thing is, boy, Neil, you're perfectly correct in what you're saying. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, don't expect something to be something that they're not.
Oh, correct.
For
exactly.
The exact opposite reason, because
right.
you see that person and think, wow, he's hot or whatever. You know, I hope he collars me. And this person does nothing, but he's never indicated that. And he's done nothing.
Right.
It's a play session. So you need to understand what their intentions are basically before the fact. That should be part of your negotiations.
Well, it's not even so much negotiations. I think it's almost more of an, to me anyway, more of almost an interview process. Interview can sound bad in a way, but it really is. And it's got to be both ways. I mean, the two individuals, when you're going to be... You almost have to interview each other. You have to know what each other's desires are. You have to know what each other's are looking for in a relationship.
Okay.
Looking for in a...
Great. Sounds good. But what about the guy who just wants to get tied up or get his ball tied up and
join
slapped around? Well, no, but again...
That's fine. All I'm encouraging is to still, in those cases, you've got to be safe.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone isn't going to respect you as a person, they aren't going to respect you as a submissive. That's not somebody. I don't know if we get in those situations. I've done it. That's not so much somebody I want to trust tying my balls up to. Because if he isn't going to respect my limits, how do I know this man isn't going to pull my balls right off? You don't. And that's the scary part. Is so many times you know, and I've done it myself. I'm speaking from experience. You can chat with somebody online and get all excited about it and all this, but unless you know that person, how can you trust them to do those things to you? I've done it myself. Anyway, we're back to a break again, so we'll be back and keep talking on this subject.
If you want to ask Boy Neal a question, it is Boy Neal, B-O-Y-N-E-A-L, at houseofmnsm.com. We check your email all the time, ask a question.
Just go right into the chat room as well.
Chat room's available.